Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Climate has always been one of Arizona's selling points, but this time of year it can feel more like a downside. There are efforts to try to deal with the heat and in some cases reverse the warming trends. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear about some of them. Today, mobile sensors. A project led by Yannick Heusinger put 10 sensors on top of Valley Metro buses starting in June. The sensors measure air temperature and relative humidity. Eventually, Heusinger, a postdoctoral associate at ASU, wants to map heat in the valley and figure out which parts of town are hotter than others. To find out more about the project, I met Yannick at the East Valley Bus Operations and Maintenance Facility in Tempe. There, we sat on a bus, and I asked him what the data his sensors are collecting tell him.
We want to know which parts are hotter, which parts are cooler in Tempe and Greater Phoenix also, and on a very local scale. So we currently have about 150 weather stations in Phoenix, and they are distributed across the city. But we don't have very dense information between these stations, though they don't move, but buses move. And so when we place the sensors on buses, they provide a very high local density.
What's the advantage of having the mobile as opposed to a fixed station?
We already have fixed stations in Phoenix, but when they are mobile, we can actually connect the information from different stations with each other, and we can also compare the measurements of sensors when they are close to each other.
So is this a matter of just adding more data, sort of filling in the gaps for where those weather stations aren't? You can now get data from those places?
Yes, that's correct. So we can fill in spaces where we don't have information yet, and also, fill temporal gaps, yeah.
Is it possible that a bus's route might affect the kind of data you get? For example, if a bus is driving on a road that has a lot of shade cover, tree cover, something like that, or if it spends more time in a station that has a cover on it, something like that. Do you have to sort of control for that when you're looking at the data?
That's actually the things we want to look at. So we know that trees have an influence on air temperatures and have a benefit. They shade the surfaces, so the surfaces around trees don't emit so much heat. So we probably measure cooler temperatures there, and that's what we actually want to see in our data. So they are not disturbing our measurements.
What is the ultimate potential of this? I mean, would you eventually like to see your sensors on every Valley Metro bus? Do you want them on light rail, taxi cabs, other kind of moving vehicles?
Actually, yes. So we want to have them on as many sources moving around as we can get. We currently started with 10 buses, but we want to add 10 more soon, and we are planning to increase the number of buses, but also the types of sources we have. So we are also in conversation with bike sharing companies, for example, but this is very preliminary. But yes, we would like to do that.
It seems like a very efficient way in many ways to cover as much ground as possible without having sensors, every 5 feet.
Yes, that's right. So the buses move anyway, Uber cars move anyway, cabs move anyway. So using them as mobile sensors are kind of natural. So yeah, we want to do that.
So once you collect the data and once you've had a chance to analyze it, how do you expect to use it? What do you think you'll do with all the data you collect?
We are not only using air temperatures, actually, to characterize the heat in Phoenix. We also collect data about the three-dimensional data from buildings. So we want to know the three-dimensional structure in cities, and that's important to characterize the radiation environment in cities, because what we feel as heat is not only the air temperature, but it's also the energy that we receive by radiation. All that comes into play, and we want to combine the very local air temperature that we have also with information about the radiation environment that we are living in. So everyone knows, for example, that it makes a big difference if we stand in the sun compared to when we stand in the shade, and that is something we have to consider as well.
So is the goal then to be able to not only understand why we're feeling as hot as we are in certain places, but then be able to try to do something about it?
Definitely, yes. So we want to locate these hotspots in Tempe and also around Tempe, Greater Phoenix. And we want then think about measures that we can do to decrease, of course, the heat.
How long do you think it'll be until you have enough data to start really analyzing, okay, this part of town is maybe a little warmer than others, and here's why, and here's maybe what we can do to try to mitigate that?
So, yeah, our plan is to measure throughout the whole summer in 2018. And at the end of August, we will collect our data, we will look at it, we will do some spatial interpolation and try to identify places that are hotter than others and then go on from there.
Should we head outside?
Sure. Yeah.
And with that, Heusinger and I got out of the air-conditioned bus and climbed some stairs to get to the top of the bus. The sensor itself is housed in a radiation shield, which he designed and 3D printed. He estimates each shield costs about $3.50, while the sensor costs about $100.
This is it. We see a white little dome shaped sensor housing, and it has two openings that allow for ventilation when the bus drives. So this is important to reduce the error we can have by that is induced by radiation.
All right, so you've taken the top dome off, and it looks like there's sort of a beige, almost looks like a stopwatch kind of shape.
Yeah, so the sensors we use are commercially available, and the actual sensor is seen here. It's a little white wire covered with a white plastic, and it's actually a platin sensor, so a sensor that changes its resistance with changing temperatures. And the data is collected on the sensor. We can access the data with Bluetooth and download the data. We place it in this radiation shield to make sure that we get good data.
Yannick Heusinger is a postdoctoral associate at ASU. He plans to take measurements throughout the summer and at the end of August, look at those data and try to identify valley hotspots.